Father, bless these words to our hearts. In Matthew chapter 6, in verse 33, the Word of God says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry," which means to be anxious, "about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Now, you guys are young, and right now, you're probably in a place where this hasn't challenged you yet. But I will guarantee you, you will be challenged in this way. I guarantee it. So be aware that it's coming, because you don't want to yield to it. You don't want to give in to it. You're going to be challenged eventually to look for things other than the things of God, to do things in a way that's different than God wants you to do them. Often that challenge will come through people or through circumstances. You're going to be in school and all of a sudden your friends tell you to do or go into something or what have you that you know you shouldn't be doing, that you know is not good, that God is not in favor of it. But you're going to be challenged, and it's usually going to be by people that are same age, sometimes even friends. Don't give in to that. There's something behind that. The thought will be, you're going to get some kind of benefit. This will be good. You're going to like this. But don't give in to that. It's not true. When I was a little kid, now this is kind of a simple example. I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. And we were living in Ohio, outside of Cleveland. And my mom said, if anybody ever tries to give you something, especially something to eat, like candy or something, don't take it. If you don't know them, don't take it. Just get away from them. And sure enough, a few weeks later, I was riding my bike. And these boys, now I was just a little kid, right? I was like 6 years old. But these boys, and they looked like big kids to me, but I guess they were maybe like 10 or 12 years old or something, right? But they looked big to me at the time. They said, "Come here, little boy, we have some candy for you." And I started pedaling my bike like there was no tomorrow. I just got out of there as fast as I could because what my mom told me came back to my mind. Have that kind of a response. When somebody says something to you, look for things or look for ways or look for people or whatever outside of what God has for you, outside of what God desires for you, get away. It's a trap. It's always a trap. In other words, don't look for those things. Don't accept those things. Even if you have to be the only one standing for what is right with God, stand for what is right with God. The result is that everything is going to be added to you. Everything. Sometimes we don't want to believe that because we can't see how that would happen. But remember something, God is present. You can't see Him, but you can sure see what He does. Often you can feel Him. Not always. It's not based on whether you can feel Him, but often you can. It has real results. You look for God's ways first. In other words, make those the only thing that you're concerned with, and everything else gets added to you. People will say, "Well, how are you going to do things if you don't look for other things first?" Very simple. God adds them to you. He's God. He has the ability. One of my favorite things, and a lot of young people don't particularly like this, but it's true anyway, whether people like this or not, was when my wife was single, she wouldn't date. I wouldn't either. And she swore off dating. She said, "God, I'm not dating." When she got saved, she became a Christian. She said, "God, I'm not dating." And her friends would say, "Well, how in the world are you ever going to get married if you don't date? God says you don't do that." A lot of Christians want to do that. You don't condemn people for doing it, but it's not God's way of doing it. And we're told that in 1 Corinthians 7:27 and Ruth 3:10. And then it tells us how to go about relationships in Genesis 24. But people asked her, how are you going to find a husband? You know what she answered them? It's a good answer. God could make the universe. God could make you alive. But this one's too hard for him, huh? You see, what she decided to do is seek first the kingdom of God. You know what the funny thing is? Of all her friends, she was the first one married. Do you know why? She got out of God's way. When I try to make things happen apart from God, I'm just getting in God's way because He wants to make them happen for me. The amazing thing is that God knows every person. God knows everything. God knows all of time. He knows yesterday as well as He knows tomorrow. And He sees what's coming. Now, who here knows what's coming tomorrow? Show of hands. I know what's coming tomorrow. Of course you don't. You haven't been there yet. God has been there. He's already seen tomorrow. And He knows what's coming. So He's saying, when you go after Me, I will bring everything about that is the desire of your heart, that is because you went after Me. If you don't go after Me, then you're on your own. Because God is a gentleman, He will not force Himself on you. If you want to do it your own way, you're welcome to do it. The problem is, you're on your own. You don't know tomorrow, you don't know people. And so He says, seek first, look first for God's kingdom. Now when it says God's kingdom, it's not talking about a kingdom like that, and it's not talking about being saved. It's talking about listening to what God is telling me. Kingdoms are governments. When God's word governs what I do, I've entered God's kingdom. Sometimes you say, how is that going to happen for me? How am I going to get what I need or what I want? Matthew 6:32 says, God knows you have need of these things. Don't worry about them. God knows you have need of them. In Philippians 4:19, the Word of God says, God will supply all your needs. How you're going to get them is this. God's going to give them to you. That's how you're going to get them. People may say, well, they're not just going to appear. You'd be amazed what God can do. I remember one time when we were first married, we didn't have a lot of money. We actually had very little money. We were married young and we had very little money. And there was somebody in the family who was having a big birthday, right? You know how the big birthdays are. There's certain big birthdays. And they were having a big birthday and the desire was to give that person a big gift. But the money wasn't there. But we had committed to giving this person this gift along with some other family members. And we were kind of wondering, how is this going to work, God? Because we can't afford that. We don't have the money for that. And my wife was praying about it, and she was walking in the parking lot of a store. And she stopped as she was walking, and she looked down, just for no good reason. She just looked down, and she was standing on a $20 bill. You see, God is able to just give it to you. God is able to bring you into that place where you need to be, where things will happen. You don't know that He's doing it, but He's doing it anyway. God's able to make all these things happen that you need, and He says, if you delight yourself in Him, in other words, if what you really desire is the way of God, He will give you the desires of your heart. It's really very simple with God. He says, let Me do it for you. Because whether you can realize this or not, I can do it better than you can. And I will. Don't let the fact that you can see Him trick you into thinking He's not there. He is there. Let's say this. Can you see air? Of course not. Do you know that it's there? Of course you can. You're breathing. just like that with God. Don't let the fact that you can't see Him make you think He's not there. He is there. You're breathing. And as long as you're breathing, He's going to be there. Because He actually, quite literally, biologically, gave you the ability to breathe. So as long as you're breathing, He's there. Now, you can trust Him. Proverbs chapter 3 says, you can trust Him with all your heart. You can trust Him with all your heart. And then it says something more. It says, if you acknowledge Him in all of your ways, He'll direct your path. Well, that's part of looking first for His kingdom. If you acknowledge Him, in other words, you have a decision to make, say, God, help me make my decision. Simple as that. You have something you have to do, you say, God, help me to do this. It's not fancy. It's effective. And if you do that, He promises He will give you the right decisions. You may not even realize it, but He's causing you to make the right decisions. He's causing you to do the right things, the things that you need that will benefit you the most. Remember something. God is very interested in your benefit. Jeremiah 29:11. God is very interested in your benefit. God is very interested in how things go for you. God is very interested in you doing well, in you being happy, in you having success. God is very interested in these things. The thing is that if you let go and let Him do it for you, then He can make those things come about. If you try to do it without Him, you get in the way and it doesn't work for you. So trust Him and let Him do things for you, because He wants to do things for you. He loves you and He wants to do things for you. You're important to Him. That's why you can trust Him. You guys understand? All right, that's it for today.